The last name is Kirch Hoffer, and if you sneeze, you'll get it just about right. Well, my wife Linda and I certainly thank the Lord so much for the privilege of being with you all, those that we'll spend eternity with, and to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit and the new nature that each of us have in Christ, the teaching and the fellowship is truly heavenly. My wife and I were directed by our Lord back in 2001 to pack up from the Philadelphia area and to head up to the Rocky Mountains of British Columbia. The area that we're in at that time had no lampstand for our Savior. And through much prayer and the grace of God, doors have been opened, and we are at this time thankful to say to so many here that have taken time to come up and join us for different occasions of the Bible day camp time or a time of rest, and to assist us in the work, and for the many, many that have been upholding us in prayer over the years, we truly thank you. For the Lord has answered those prayers, and we have, as we've reached into a very rural community of a few hundred people, children have come to the meetings and have come to know the Savior. As I mentioned today, I believe it was, even with the prayer requests, prayer for those children, because they are, after each time of being in the Word, through the meetings, they go back to unsaved homes, broken homes, homes that are so dysfunctional. But in the grace of God, these homes are slowly having the Word of God enter in, and the parents are, and or the guardians or grandparents of these children are beginning to come to the meetings, and we have witnessed the salvation of three parents, and we have two other parents that have been faithfully coming, bringing their children to the meetings, and we are much in prayer about their salvation. One of them is quite a history buff. He's taken the History of the Pilgrim Church by Mr. Broadbent, and is being spoken to by our Lord through that. We also have after-school programs for the children, some of them coming as far as 30 miles away to attend these meetings, but they're hearing the Word and they're responding to it. We have outreach into the community for the men with a midweek study, the youngest being an 18-year-old boy that I mentioned the other day, former Hutterite, Gary Entz, saved about a year ago this time, and has joined the work in the area and attends that study. He's the youngest at 18, and the oldest is 90 years of age. And so we're greatly encouraged. Women's studies will begin when we return home, and we're much prayer about that. Also, we are involved in a camp work, Sailmakers Bible Camp, and directing the girls' camp my wife has for the last 4 years now, and I'm involved with ministries there in that camp. We are also very thankful to our Lord for the privilege of, as we read in Ephesians chapter 6, that we are to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And God has given us that utterance, and we are eternally grateful. We also have, as part of the outreach ministry of refuge for the brothers and sisters in Christ that need a little time to rebuild and strengthen. One of our brothers was speaking of the need to get away into the quietness and to be able to spend time alone with God. Well, where God has placed us, it's a setting that affords that. And we are getting the word out, and you're hearing it now. If you need that time and you wish to settle in for a day or weeks, whatever the Lord would lay on your heart, we would appreciate having you join us for that respite. And of course, while you're there, if you'd like to get involved, as many of you have in the meetings, you've come up for rest, but you've ended up being very much a part of what's happening there, and we thank the Lord for that. And so that's the report from the Rocky Mountains of British Columbia. At the meeting there is the Columbia Valley Bible Fellowship, and it takes place at the Caleb View Farm. So make notes of that, please. And we look forward to seeing you. And certainly, as you think of us, pray for us and pray for the Lord's harvest. Thank you for this opportunity.